Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. It's a Friday morning, and it's time now for your morning update. Brought to you by Burgraff's Ace Hardware and Paint in Grand Forks, the helpful place on South Washington Street and the corner of the Grand Cities Mall. You know, Ace Hardware is your lawn and your garden and grilling headquarters. Man, they've got over 50 grills assembled and ready to go. They even offer free in-town delivery. Get your grill put together, delivered. Whether it's a Weber, Traeger, Big Green Egg, or Napoleon Grills, Ace Hardware and Paint, they've got it all. In fact, Grand Forks' best source, we're regulars there. You can see their full list of department and store services at acehardware.com, or you can call 701-738-0455. Burgraff's Ace Hardware and Paint, Ace, the helpful place. Well, our weather today, partly cloudy and hot. We're looking at about 94 degrees today. Cloudy skies dropping down to 74 tomorrow. And to wrap up your weekend Sunday, partly cloudy and 72. North Dakota Supreme Court has issued a ruling on an appeal by Samuel Pendleton. Now, Pendleton was charged with killing his own mother and Grand Forks police officer Cody Holte in May 2020. He was convicted in 2021 on two counts of murder, two counts of attempted murder, terrorizing, reckless endangerment, and possession with intent to deliver marijuana. Now, Pendleton argued his constitutional rights to a public trial was violated. His right to be physically present at trial was violated. He was convicted of a non-cognizable offense. Juror misconduct occurred that violated his right to confrontation and an impartial jury, and the court erred by counting his intent to deliver marijuana charge as a Class B felony instead of Class C. Now, in the new ruling, the court rejected most of Pendleton's arguments. However, they did order Pendleton to be resentenced on the drug charge. Well, the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction has scheduled a public hearing of the state capitol on Thursday, September 8th at 9:30 a.m., and this is to address proposed changes on the North Dakota Admin Code 67-16 and 67-19 and the creation of the 67-32. Now, that's according to the Bismarck Tribune. AmericanExperiment.org indicates the changes would require North Dakota school boards to allow for academic transparency on the subject of critical race theory in K-12 schools. This is to make sure it is not being taught. Well, motorists and pedestrians should be aware of a lane walkway closure in Grand Forks starting Monday. That's the 8th, this coming Monday, on South Washington Street near the 2300 block, just north of 24th Avenue South. Outside traffic lanes and the pedestrian underpass under the roadway will be closed. Closures needed to complete repairs in the roadway as well as the box culvert below. Now, weather permitting, signage will be in place for the lane and walkway closures until those repairs are complete. Talk a little bit about Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Sit-down, takeout diner serves great breakfast and lunch daily and weekends. They've got specialties going on every day, and they offer gluten-free choices, too. If you're in the military, you're going to get 15% off. Got a brand-new menu coming out next week, and also starting next week, they're going to be opening up at 7 o'clock. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. weekends from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find them at Suite 31 in the Grand Cities Mall here. It's Moe's Cafe. And the Mayor's Back to Badge Ride is back for its second year, August 24th from 4:30 to 9. Mayor Brandon Bochensky is excited to invite UTV, ATV, motorcyclists, and even golf cart enthusiasts together to enjoy a family-friendly recreation within the city limits of Grand Forks, while also supporting the Grand Forks Police Department, Grand Forks Sheriffs, and the University Police Department as part of the festivities this year. Got zero gravity outreach coming. It's a motorbike and quad aerial display. Going to be a great chance for you to show off your support for these brave men and women who dedicate themselves each day to protecting our community. Find out more. If you want to register, go to Mayor's Back to Badge page, ride.com. Mayor's Back to Badge, ride.com. Well, North Dakota transportation officials urging caution and awareness on the roads with a big Sturgis motorcycle rally upcoming this weekend. Rallies held in Sturgis, South Dakota, but thousands of bikers from across North Dakota and across the country will make their way to western South Dakota for the festivities. Now, the North Dakota Department of Transportation is urging motorcyclists to wear their helmets and protective gear and follow the posted speed limits. Drivers are also reminded there will be more bikers on the road between today and the 14th. So be extra cautious when traveling. Finally, in sports, Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit a three-run dinger. Teoscar Hernandez homered for the second straight day. Toronto Blue Jays cruised to a 9-3 win over the Minnesota Twins last night. Twins and Blue Jays play again tonight at 7:10. And racing tonight at River City Speedway. Got Streets, B-Mods, A-Mods, late models, and sprint cars all on the schedule tonight. It's going to be a great night. Racing starts at 7 o'clock. Well, there you go. That's your morning update with special thanks to Executive Properties.
Our team of professionals at Executive Properties Construction have over 30 years of experience. We pride ourselves on doing quality work at a reasonable rate for our customers. Just check out what past customers have said in our amazing Google reviews. Then contact us today to get started on a bid for your next project. You can call us at 701-330-1273 or email info@executiveproperties.org. And check it out. We're hiring. We're building our new team for snow removal for this upcoming season. Contact Jess for more info at jess@executiveproperties.org.
Well, there you go. Your Berkshire Hathaway podcast is coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. And make sure you catch Midwest Pixel Pros at 2 this afternoon. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. I'll be back Monday morning. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. And you know what? Become a patron on Podbean. Could win some pretty neat stuff. Hey, we all know Grand Forks is a great place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.